Okay, Kedusha Rishona. Now we're in the crescendo. Now we like had to stop right like when he was about to like, but you know, up till now the Kedusha Levi has been putting Yesodos about the difference of Purim. The difference of Purim is that it's a nes betoch ha-teva. That's the main ahavas a nes that we mikabel the Torah, because it was a nes that Hashem, we didn't have to see Hashem in a different light in the olam asal yonim change. But Hashem changed within this world, betoch ha-star, Hashem changed something, and that was what was great about unique about the nes of Purim. Val pizeh yiturit lama amru chazal hader kiblu alem b'meach hashverosh. So now we go back to the Chazal. It says hader kiblu, they went after all these years of being forced into Kabbalah Satorah. Hader kiblu alem b'meach hashverosh. We returned and accepted the Torah b'meach hashverosh. Pesh Rashi ma'avas anes. Rashi says because ahavas anes. Kosha lo yitzias mitzrayim anes yosei gadola. Wasn't a bigger nace. It was so great, Yitzias Mitzrayim, that because Kriyas Yamsuf and the Makas, it let us say, Naaseh v'nishma, that's crazy. Naaseh, we'll do, and then we'll hear. So obviously it was a great nes. V'gam ha-pranosu shalem ha-yo b'nes ha-vayinu b'er, there was the be'er, the man, anoni ha-kavod, v'kafa ha-rakigigis ha-filu achas shisnai go'olim b'teva, yikablus o'machus ha-alem, alter azim mitzvos. However, Hashem is kafa ha-rakigigis, like he said last time, because what's going to happen when there's no be'er? And what's going to happen when there's no man? And what's going to happen when there's no Kriyas Yamsuf? How are you going to serve me? So you're going to have to be forced to serve me. But we said, wait, that's not fair either. We don't want to serve Hashem because we're forced to serve Hashem. Oh, the nes of Purim show that Hashem will come even into the teva. It doesn't have to be the man and be'er, and to relate to Hashem and for Hashem to relate to the world, it doesn't have to be an outer body, outer world experience. It can happen in this world through a governor who says like this and says like this within the world. Because we saw that even in Betoch HaTeva, Haman was put down. Hashem afilu b'toch hativim is Moshe b'kol. Shalzeh kafalim harkigigis she'omru b'Hashem. Shafilu b'toch hativa malchusu b'kol Moshe. And that's what Hashem had to force us for. But that was only till so Hashem says, but how are you going to serve me when you don't see the great Nisim? Okay, so you're forced to do it. Kippur Purim, we're not forced to do it anymore. Forced, we saw Hashem even b'toch hativa. Okay. When it's like almost like just like a flow, I'm just going to read it through, okay? And I want to go further. Why did they mikabel the Torah? Okay, so they're really happy they see Hashem b'toch ha-teva. What's the connection between that and Kabbalah Satorah? Okay, I mean, you could say, oh, they loved Hashem so much, mikabel the Torah, you're excited. But we want to get a little bit, what does this have to do with Torah? What does this nes have to do? Okay, you're so happy with Hashem, and therefore what? I'm mikabel the Torah. What does one thing have to do with the other? Vanir ki mash adersh chazal, kimu vikiblu. Kimu, they kept up mashi kiblu kfar, but they were mikabel. Hainu sha'ali de mitzvahs kriyas ha-megillah, shekar b'shana rishon, es ha-megillah zachu, shekul Torah. Well, Chazal is telling us that the first year, this is very important. This is very, very important. Remember, Kedusha Rishon, each Kedusha is about a different aspect of the four different mitzvahs of Purim. The first Kedusha Rishon is discussing which aspect of Purim? Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah. Vikra Daika Hachi. Kimu Vikibu Ayudim. Leos Osim Shneem Ima Eila. Vim Kai Kaimu Vikibu Kabal Al Kabal Sog Im Kin Hei Shaykh Leot Leot Osim. El Shai De Kriyas Ha Megillah Vasiyas Ha Mitzvah Purim Kiblu Ha Torah Mehava. That through Kriyas Ha Torah Kiblu, they're Mekabel the Mitzvahs. The Mitzvahs is reading the Megillah. They're mekabel to read the Megillah and to do the mitzvahs of Purim. And through that, it came to Kiblu HaTorah Ma'ava. That's not so understood right now. What's the connection? That because of the reading of the Megillah, because of the mitzvahs Hayom, they say, okay, now we're going to mekabel the Torah. It's not so understood here. He's going to explain it more. The Marsha asks, what does it mean, kimu v'kiblu? It should say, kiblu, they were mekabel, and then they were mekayim. Well, what do you do first? You mekayim mitzvahs, you mekabel mitzvahs first. Let's say ger. Which one does he do? Okay, ger, you mekayim mitzvahs, and then mekabel mitzvahs. Which is the order by ger? Mekabel mitzvahs and mekayim mitzvahs. So why is it kimu v'kiblu? It should be kiblu v'kimu. First mekabel and then keep it. Because they didn't accept the Torah first. First they mekayim the Kriyas Megillah. And then after the first year of Kriyas Megillah, said, "Wow, Hashem is with us. I'm mekabel the Torah." What does the Kriyas Megillah do? Is mizdachech the tivim? It she's dakeko ativim. It purifies the nature, because Megillah, the story of Megillah, gets down into this world, and when this world is purified, right? Remember we talked about the avos, that the avos didn't need kabbalah satar because there was no. The Torah is like our therapy of like this, because we have a blockage of all of Eivarim to the spiritual Eivarim, and therefore our hand doesn't automatically do mitzvahs. Avram's hand automatically did mitzvahs because his hand was connected to the spiritual hand, and therefore, so what happens? But in the Megillah, when you read the Megillah, listen to this. When you read the Megillah, the actual physicality is purified. Hashem is imbuing the physicality. The kevin shezachu ativim hu gashmius. When Hashem is mitari the gashmius, and that's why I'm jumping here. He's going to talk about this later. That's why the whole Chag Purim is all about gashmius. What do you do in Purim? What do? You sit there eating mishal chamana, right? Ooh, I like that candy. Ooh, I never saw that cookie in a long time. Oh, Stella Dora, I haven't had this cookie in years. You know, like all these foods, like you haven't seen. You're like, ah, American hot dog. Someone used to give American hot dog. I get so excited with American hot dog. Wait, which food should I eat? Like, what? This is a holy holiday because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in the hot dog and he's in the Stella Dora. He's in this. His mom is there. His mom is there. There's no. Because the schus of Kriyas Megillah mekayim Torah, lechein kavod shekinas gadol lekra Megillah b'chol shana v'lo yava v'lechein kaimu v'achakach kiblu. They're mekayim, and then after the mekayim, after reading the Megillah, they felt that the whole world was just, it was permeated with kedusha, even the hot dog and even the cookie. And then, okay, when they saw how much Kriyas Megillah changed them, they said, "Oh, we want more of it." And how do you get more of it? We want to mekabel all of the Torah. That what? That we were forced into. That we only accepted Na'aseh v'Nishma only on which conditions? Of Hashem being above nature. But we never really accepted the Torah about Hashem being within nature. That word. That the first year they read the Megillah and they said, this is very powerful stuff. Let's keep on doing it the doors. I mean, the first year was almost like, you know, like they did it. And so, you know, the experiment with this Megillah, and we're going to read it in public. People really liked it. People really liked, you know. So they said, okay, let's do it the doors. Right, that's why it says that they first did it in Shushan, and then only then did it spread to the whole world. When the Jews are in Shushan, look how much Megillah does it. You know, it's the biggest sword. Like the Nesivah Shalom says, "Chayv inish the besume bepuraya." So everyone says, "Okay, you have to get drunk on Purim." But if you really look into the words, he says, if you're medayging the words, "Chayv inish le besume," which you get in toxic, bepuraya with Purim, not on Purim. It doesn't say Al Purim, it says with Purim. I mean, we come intoxicated with the mitzvahs of Purim, with Mishloach Manot, and Matan Zavionim, and Kriyas Megillah. This is intoxication, the Kriyas Megillah, like, wow! Like, open up our eyes, and God is everywhere. Every week we thought that God is not here, God is there. Right? Everywhere where we thought that God wasn't in the cookie, now He is in the cookie, now He's in the hot dog, He's all over. And like, you have like this feeling of an intoxication. All the time to Mordechai Esther, we weren't able to make Kabbalah the Torah in its fullest, right? I'll explain that a little bit more. Here we go. Beautiful idea now. Why is Purim named after the poor? So everyone's going to say, oh, because Haman did a lottery went to kill the Jews. Who cares? That's so insignificant. The whole Chag is called Purim. So listen to this. Hu agoral. And what's a pur? That's the goral. It's the lottery. Ki ikar neis haya goral. Main neis was the goral. V'inei lahava yadua shem. L'malu min ha-teva akol achtos. Above the teva, everything is achtos. There's no such thing as... there's no such thing as two. It's all one. That's why Hashem created the Torah with the Bereisha, with the Bet. Already the Torah is teaching us how to handle two. Shamayim va'aretz. Before the creation of the world, it's all one. It's all one. There's no differences. That's what all of creation is. Mavdil ben Mayim l'mayim. Mavdil ben Rekia la'aretz. Mavdil ben Yam li'abasha. Everything is being mavdil, making it two. Because before the world is created, there's only one. Only in the Olam HaAsiya, Olam and Olam HaTeva, could we make a mistake and we have the Bechira to choose not God. We can choose Mavis. That's crazy. How can you choose death? We have the ability because the world is not filled with godliness, at least straight out into our eyes, we have the ability to walk around and say, oh, where is God? Because there's the ability to not see God in this world. If you only have one thing, you can't have a lottery. You can't have a lottery with one ticket. You won. There's nothing to do. A goral is only choosing. When you choose, you need two to choose. Then in this world where Hashem is hidden in the world, you can have a goral. This is like this, and this is like this. This is spiritual, this is physical. This is like this. This is the Olam HaBirurim. That we have to be Mevarim. V'nimtza Olam HaTeva Nikra Olam HaGoral. And therefore we call Olam HaTeva Olam HaGoral. Because in Purim, there was the Shlitas Hachitzonim. The outside, the non-godly world was Sholet. And you can see, it could be like this or it could be like that. Shayasham Goral Kamoshikas Kishasamnu Chain Olam HaTevu Olam HaGoral Nikur Purim Al Shema Pur Hu HaGoral. That's Purim. Purim is the different lots that can happen in this world. It could be like that, it could be like this. It could go good, it could go bad. It could be physical, it could be spiritual. Shabbatochadim Shasham Goral Hu Bechir Chain Anesim Orchavest Nikur Purim V'Uyasi Manu Nisim Nisos Nisim Nistar V'Nisim Niglim V'Kuyam Banu Kamot Kamek Teischav Eretz Yisrael. Eretz was like the days of Mitzrayim, we should see the flows. But like the days of Mitzrayim, but in a different way. Here we're seeing it within the Olam HaGoral. And that's why Purim, the whole name Purim is based on this idea of, well, there's two ways to look at it. There's two ways. It wasn't only the godly way, but we saw the godly way. We saw the godly way. And that was our Bechira. This is our Bechira. Remember, Moda Rabba L'Raisa, Kafalam Kargigis, there's only one way. That's it. Like a mother smuggling a child. That's what the Baal Tanya says. It wasn't forcing us. It's like a mother smuggling a grandmother, giving you something to eat, like really full, and you can't eat. It's like smothering with chesed. Here we have, no, there's a goral. It doesn't have to be this way. There's no smothering. There's two. You can choose. You can pick. Salama kibla Torah az. There's more of a chiv of Mikra Megillah than all the rest of the Torah. How so? There's not as much as a chiv to read the Torah than Megillah's Esther. Because Mordechai and Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. So the Torah is written by Hashem. What does that mean? There's many things in Kriyas HaMegillah that are ma'akiv that were not ma'akiv by Kriyas HaTorah. For example, you go to Mafir, if you read it out of order in Megillah, not Yotze. Torah, you Yotze. Koral Peh, you're not Yotze by Megillah. V'targum, v'chol lashon, v'chol torah shenidim, v'chol osu brakim, v'ksuvas mitzvah aborichum. show us kama Shemus Kadoshim Baruch Hu, and in a kol kach chiyuv kamo Mikra Megillah. Even though the Torah is written with all the Shemus of Hashem and all that, it's not like a chiyuv of Mikra Megillah. V'kam ki chayv adam lulam o Torah kamam v'gisav v'yom v'layla amnum yachol l'shnosak b'chol l'ashon shiitza. You can do it in any language you want, Torah. But here, divrei Torah adam yotze, even if a person thinks divrei Torah is yotze. If you think the Megillah, you're not yotze. Even if you don't hear the Megillah, you're not yotze. Lokei nechiyuv kriyas Megillah, shekam dvar ma'advah. So we see that there's, when it comes to actual Hilchas Kriyas Megillah, there's more, it's more chamer than Kriyas HaTorah. The Halachas of Kriyas Megillah are more chamer than Kriyas HaTorah. V'anir lo ma shekiblu es HaTorah az, kine yadua shekol olam ha-shel amala, shu olam ha-malach v'olam ha-sorof, v'chiyus v'afonei ha-kodesh, tzuras ha-ruchnis kedmus HaTorah ruchnis, that the Torah is creating malachim, and it's connected to the higher worlds. V'kedmus mitzvus ha-ruchnis, v'ikr chiyus ha-torah mitzvus, that the upper worlds are made up of all the Torah, the whole Torah is made up. There's nothing else in the Olam HaElyonim, in the Olam HaMelachim, but the Torah holding them up. In the world of the Malachim, in the Sraf, in the Chayas of Fanei HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed. Olam Hazeh, Olam HaTeva, Chayas Shebo, Shua Torah B'mitzvah, Va'avodas Baruch Hu Mechusa. But the Torah, that which Hashem created, this wall with the Torah. But I don't see any connection between this wall and the Torah. But in the Olam HaMalachim, you see a Malach, oh, he was created with the Bet, he was created with the Av, whatever it is. The more spiritual you get, the more you see how the Torah created it. Here, well, okay, this chair is created by the words of the Torah. Where are the words in the Torah? It's totally hidden. This is part of the Chitzonim. And we have to see God coming into this chair, which is not from the Torah itself. When we connect to the Torah, we're not connecting to God in this chair, we're connecting to God creating the spiritual worlds. When a person is learning Torah, his nefesh, his soul is being enlightened by the Torah, and there's an aur shining on his nefesh. And he's filled with av and yira yisbaruch, with simcha zakel yisbaruch. Chena osik b'torah mitzvos nesmala nefesh me'av av yira et shemo yisbaruch umali simcha. Ki chena ruchni yishal Torah, hu tzirufe shemos ha-melachos v'yicholos ha-yonim. Shehem ha-melachim, and through the tzirufe you have Torah, it's making of the different melachos, and we're reading the Torah, we're creating different melachim. Every word of the Torah is creating a different malach. But the tzirufei shemus of Megillah, when we're reading the Megillah, what is it creating? When we're reading the Megillah, the kriyas of Megillah is not creating up in the upper worlds, it's creating in the lower worlds. It's doing its pole in the lower worlds. Because the Nes is b'toch ha-teva, the Kriyas HaMegillah is connecting not to the upper worlds and the Chayas and the Sof and the Ofanei HaKodesh. It's connecting to the chair and the wall and the governor and the couch and the food and the hot dog. It's connecting to the lower worlds. It's within the lower worlds and it's connecting to the lower worlds, where Torah is having effect on the lower worlds through the higher worlds. Through the changing in the higher worlds, it's having effect on this chair. It's having effect, but not directly. It's having effect on my nefesh. It's not on the goof. The Kriyas HaMegillah is already having effect on the goof. That the physical megushim goof starts to melt away when I read the Megillah. And that's what they felt in the Doros HaRishonim when they read the Megillah. Kimu, they kept the Megillah, like, oh, we want this more. Because while they're reading the Megillah, they felt that the words of the Megillah were melting away their goof and their chumrias. Chayim beis kriyas HaMegillah. Ah, this is one of the most beautiful lines. V'chayim, oh boy. V'lechein beis kriyas ha-megillah misnotet to me'er be'ish Yisrael. There's a or in the ish Yisrael who's reading the Megillah. Hachiyus v'asichlus v'av v'yir l'shmo Yisbaruch Baruch Hu ma'ash yesh bolu ma'zeh ulo ma'teva. And it's connecting to this world. L'chein tzarech l'kos ha-megillah v'yosich, and therefore it's more v'chiv than divrei Torah. K'mosh Yisrael m'sechaz Megillah. Mikan samchus shal beis rabbi mevatel tamo Torah l'shmo m'grib Megillah. They said in beis rabbi that you mevatel tamo Torah to hear Megillah because v'gam lo matzinu chiv v'natol l'kos v'nasefer Torah asher k'su v'kitikuno k'mosh mechuyav l'kos ha-megillah asher k'su v'al ha-sefer ashur z'bidyo. Mikra Megillah has to be written by Ashuris, right? The specific Ashuris. We're going to get back to the Ashuris Ksav in a different Kedusha, but it has to be written Ashuris and Dio. Shaydei Kriyas Megillah Nizdachu Kolativius. Why are we so makbid on the writing of the Megillah and the reading of the Megillah? Because it's connecting to this world. Therefore, how it's physically written matters. How it's physically said matters. That's what he said. Every little word. You don't hear Kriyas HaTorah like people going like this and like, only Parshat Zachar. That's it. Because they're actually Parshat Zachar is another case where the Kriya is very, very, very. Maybe it's connecting to the Megillah. But by Megillah, every word and every this, and it can get mad at Kriyas HaTorah if we were worried about every word. What happened to our naps during the Aliyah? So we'd be in big trouble. We're not so much, but by Kriyas HaMegillah, every word, because every word's affecting this world directly. Ki ahoge bo betoch ha-sefer ha-ksuv ha-kitikun ha-sefer b'diyo misnotes kol ha-oros v'ha-shemesh ha-betoch v'ha-tziv v'ha-shemesh ha-betoch v'ha-oros v'ha-shemesh ha-tziv v'ha-shemesh ha-tziv v'ha-shemesh ha-tziv v'ha-shemesh ha-tziv. That the tzirufei osios of the Megillah itself, the physical osios, the assurance of the osios is affecting this world. Olam ateva kachios v'asichlus so kol olam uskadis v'medrash shmona shuba adam yeshomach evrim ken yesh baaretz lev haaretz ayin haaretz ervas haaretz ayin sham v'arumach evrim ruchnim shal adam v'arumach mitzvah asay v'shasar gidim ruchnim shal adam. Right, we talked about this. 240 mitzvah asay can connect to 240 limbs and 365 those asay connected to this. Sinews. Can a olam aruch nishabahu rach macha mitzvah asif? V'shasal lo ta'asif shim kain b'nei adam. Chayin kevin shetziruf shemes v'orosh shalim gilu chiyus v'asich l'shol ma'teva heima bevada yashosal lo ta'asif rach macha mitzvah asif ki ha mitzvah asif v'lo ta'asif heima achiyus shol kol olam asif ha'tziruf v'ashir v'zoror shalim gilu heima rach macha mitzvah asif shasal lo ta'asif shal ha'teva ki kain ha'nesim gilu ayib betoch ha'teva k'mo shekasavnu. Again, that the tziruf shemes is directly affecting in the physicality. It's directly affecting our machivarim. Our machivarim, that there's an iron wall between that and the spiritual ivarim, and it's coming down as we read the Megillah. Chena oris v'atziruf v'shem shel Megillah ho achiyus shel olam ha'teva. Tainu ramach mitzvos asev v'shasal lo sasev shel olam hazeh hi shel olam ha'teva k'mo she'anes de purim ha'i betoch ha'teva k'mo she'anes. Just like the nes of purim betoch ha'teva, so to the espalus, the reaction. How do you say that? Espalus, the cause and effect. Cause was, it was betoch ha-teva, therefore the effect is betoch ha-teva. L'chein be'isi yisol korin ha-megillah azay mizdak in ha-gash yisol korin. The one who's reading the Megillah, he's being mizdak. It's like one big mikvah when reading Kriyas HaMegillah. It's one big mikvah that the ruchnis is going, it's like taking an IV shot of ruchnis right into our bones, into our sinews, into our body. Right? Sometimes at Purim, we're always focused on like one aspect of Purim, going crazy, you know. And Kriyas HaMegillah is like something we have to get through to be yotzi in the day. It's like Kriyas HaMegillah, that's like, it's crazy, it's going through actually in an IV straight to our bones as opposed to affecting the upper worlds and the upper worlds after that. Okay, we'll go back to Nefesh, that's more Nefesh HaChaim. Affecting the upper worlds, it changes this. Here it's changing the physical, Ramachi Varm Vishasa Gidim of us. Tziruf Hashem Shabbat Meirin by Rakoris and Megillah Mizdachim Vashkagashus Umim Shikol Gashus Achir Shabbat Kima Torah Mitzvos. And we realize that our whole Kima Gashus is only for Torah Mitzvos. Mishikor B'Kavana Achar Kriyas Minismala Nefesh Zil. One who reads Kriya B'Kavana, his Nefesh is so besimcha Ritzon Kaim Mitzvos Torah Shel Lav, and he just wants to Mikayim the Ramachi Varm Vishasa. He wants to go back to the times of Avram Avinu. It's already there's no more of that iron wall between the spiritual Avarim and the physical Avarim. His physical Avarim are just as much spiritual Avarim, and they just want to do mitzvahs. The second Oti v'mishal kol olam kul k'mon chazal lo nivra kol olamus el b'shrei Yisrael zacha machriyas kol olam kul l'kav zchut. I won't go into that. V'chein, after Kriyas HaMegillah, which is nizdachu olam ateva, the physical world was and made by olam ha'ech she'ikar kiyumu medivrei Torah. And we see that even in the physical world, the ikar of the physical world, the kiyum of the physical world is through divrei Torah. Kevin she saw kornis of Megillah meir but tziruf osios hashem shel Megillah shu achiyu shel olam ha'tachton olam ha'tev ha'ech she'tulim b'torah el baruch hu mitzvos avichin. After kriyas of Megillah mekav misa. Therefore, after the Megillah, they felt it. Therefore, they're mekabel the Torah. Hadar kibluas the Torah. This is what the Torah is about. This is what a Torah does somebody. If this is what the Torah does, I want the Torah. I want the Torah. V'lo kein b'kriyas shara Torah. This is not true when we read the rest of the Torah. Ki ha-Torah shenit marasina imora lo'olam ha-sayonim. That's affecting the olam ha-sayonim. It's not directly affecting this world. Chein b'eish ha-chazu ha-gashim is modu rabu la-raisaf. But b'megillah, kevin sh'nizdachu gam ha-olam ha-teva ki ha-nesei b'toch ha-teva chein ha-dur kiblu b'mechashosh v'acha shikiru ha-megillah sh'nasu. After they read the Megillah, kimu kiblu. They felt the olam ha-teva. Now we can understand why the actual chiyuv of the kriyas Megillah is even more than kriyas ha-Torah. Torah rak parshat Zohar. We only found like the chiyuv of reading the Torah by parshat Zohar. That's like mamish. The gam over Megillah mevatan tamtor l'shma mikurim l'fian nius daiti the tachin shikasu shkriyas Megillah gorem shal yidei kriyasu mekablin ola Torah. So why would be mevatal tamtor Torah for Megillah? Because by hearing the Megillah we want more Torah. It's a kibbutz Torah. So you know it's like a sharpening the axe. So we want more Torah. So mevatal Torah in order to get more Torah. Even by regular Torah, mekabel Torah. I'm not kvar kasafti shatorah b'olam zayyurim kishabav begashus moder rabbelaza chen kafal mikar kigigis. Of a school of tzurufa megillah, but the actual words of the school of the tzurufa megillah shemzachi olam atev eskulosa lekarik shikabel. All the Torah, filu kisha adam ubingashus kishem shanesh ala megillah b'toch ha-teva, kach tziv v'shem ha-shalah. V'akorim ubizdachus ha-tibiz ha-gashus, l'chein ha-korah, filu ha-gash v'shabo, mekabel of all the Torah. L'chein u'chiyuv yosef m'divrei Torah, v'samch shol b'es rebi levat lo over mikor megillah. Okay, he's basically saying the same thing. L'chein, ha-korah l'mafrei, if a person reads out of order, or if a person reads b'chol lashon, lo yotza! The gam tzorch likosu b'sefer b'dyo. We need the sefer. We need the sefer Megillah. We need klaf and we need dyo. Ki neido yesha aefresh gadol ben oris hamitzvos haksuv b'sefer Torah ben oris hamitzvos haksuv b'Megillah. Ki b'sefer Torah b'zgal yakolos b'meich la'avod ha'sabor eyu l'kaim mitzvos of v'Megillah af al pisha ba'oris ha'tziruv m'shemesh ha'Megillah nirmuz v'armach mitzvos asir v'shasolos asir. Ava b'zgal yenenu muskar b'tocha shum mitzvah. We have no mitzvah in the Megillah. The Torah is constantly telling us what to do. Keep Shabbos, keep this, Shatnez. It's telling us what to do. And Megillah is not telling us anything what to do. It's a story, but within the story, in Efes Ba'oros Ube'osus et Suv Merumas Achaim Shalom Mateva, Kuma Neshe Betochati Heima Mitzvah Satorah. Because it's not there from above to below. It's a story that happens from within, from lower to upper. And it's just saying, and wants to affect us in a lower way, not like, okay, keep the Sabbath, you know, don't do Avodah Zarah, don't do this. That's with you the whole time. It's not above you. The Mikra Megillah is not above you. You're with the Megillah. You're with the Megillah the whole time. It's not above you. The Torah is above us, telling us what to do. Mikra Megillah, it's with us. Tama davar shatoru shu ba'olam asal yonim v'al shamayim kvodo v'shem l'kusu b'zgalya v'chein gam mitzvah zaborik baruchu v'avdo shalo sham b'zgalya ava b'megillah shu merumas olam hazeh olam hateva b'olam hazeh olam hateva l'kusu mochu Hashem's malchus is hidden.